More than 300,000 people are without drinking water in Oakland County after a water main break in West Bloomfield Township. As Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports, people are scrambling to find water in dozens of affected communities.
Here at 14 Mile and Drake, a green pool of water covers half the road at the site where the 50-year-old pipe broke. Water is furiously gushing out of two temporary hoses on either side of the road, directing the water away from where crews will need to work. This is not an easy fix, and residents like Cindy Yates are likely to be without water for days. She's come to her local Kroger to get bottled water, only to find out they ran out early this morning. Yates is one of the not-so-lucky ones. Some people still have water coming out of the tap, which they can use after they boil it. She has no water pressure at the house at all.
And not to have any water at all is very inconvenient. You can't flush the toilet. You can't wash your face. You can't shower. I mean, we don't even have water to boil.
Yates says the dog is already thirsty, so she's off to the next door.
Probably into Wayne County. Crossed 8 Mile. They've probably got the same situation, but we'll just have to keep looking around till we can find some.
Water isn't the only thing that will be hard to find. The boil water advisory means most restaurants have closed. I find a small Chinese restaurant in a Novi shopping strip that's trying to keep its doors open.
My name is Lee. Last name is Lee. And then the first name is B-I-Y-U. Bayou. I'm the manager and the owner for this China King.
Lee has just finished explaining to an Oakland County health inspector that she knows what she has to do. They're boiling all the water they use in humongous woks.
We must boil the water after cool down, and that will be safety.
Mm-hmm. Novi, in particular, seems well prepared for the emergency. The city has called on a corps of volunteers who've trained through the Federal Community Emergency Response Team program, which trains people in basic disaster response skills. One of the volunteers is greeting residents at fire station number 2. She checks the resident's ID and explains the rules.
And then it's every day you can come and get, it's like 4 bottles per person per day.
The comparison to Flint is unavoidable. One resident, Jody Friedman, puts it this way in a text, quote, "We are so lucky and privileged to have clean sanitary water most of the time, and this is a reminder of that. Rather than be upset, I'm thankful to buy a few bottles of water till it passes." Flint wasn't that lucky, she said. The Great Lakes Water Authority, which runs the water system, estimates that water service could be restored by late Friday. For Michigan Radio News, I'm Tracy Samilton.